11,811. It's the resort to Massey's Landing, and it's the seek, it's the appeal of a determination by the planning and zoning director. 115-280B of the Sussex County Code.
You all right?
Set stomach somewhere.
Okay.
You don't go, do you?
Sure. I gotta be here for this one.
Oh, okay. All righty. Gentlemen, let's see. I think this was tabled by you, Mr. Rickards, so I'm gonna, I guess I can flow back up to you.
Well, gentlemen, I'll tell you something. It's, tell being a judge, I'll tell you that, if I ever had to be one in these cases. And the only, I needed time to go over all this and throw everything out that I know of, if you know what I'm saying. The two applicants are very astute people in Sussex County, so their word is normally their bond, and they try their darnest to do a job here in Sussex County. Having said that,
Lawrence, did he call you, just call you stupid? Did he just call you stupid?
They, I had.
Oh, astute. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Astute.
Stupid.
Astute.
Astute.
Astute. Oh, okay.
Astute.
Okay.
A stupid, stupid.
Astute. So I had a lot of thinking to do. Went over everything.
We all did.
Based on, let me go over what I had by the opposition. The opposition has said that they really don't, cannot meet the standards of, so to speak, of the example of the setup that they have here. He has also said, the applicant has said, I mean, the opposition has said that none of these things apply. In other words, if, let me put it this way, if we were approaching something like a marine sales, a barbershop, a laundry to put in there, a cafe, a beauty saloon, I don't think we'd be here tonight. So with that in mind, I said, well, let me look at it. What would they be objecting to, and what would the 172 H6 eliminate? It doesn't eliminate anything. But if I said I wanted to put a gun shop in there, and just the way the Second Amendment is today throughout the United States, I believe we'd be here about that. I believe the opposition would approach that also as not being proper to be in a mobile home park. An adult bookstore, that would not be appropriate to be in a mobile home park.
But is that the question? The question is retail business.
Yeah, no, wait a minute, I'll get there.
Okay.
Also, like I said, that we wouldn't be here for that. He's also asked, also approached the problem that this does not include those type of things. In other words, it's not permitted in AR1 with a mobile home park. Possibly that a liquor store is not really the right thing to be there. Now, probably I would agree with that. I would agree with the adult store. I would agree with the gun shop if that was one of our problems that we had. But I do think that when they went to county council, the applicant was saying that he didn't need to go to county council for the decision on this, is because 115-172-H6 permits it without even going there to ask for an opinion. But he saw it and be proper to give Mr. Lank the respect, or for planning and zoning, the respect of asking him whether that is permitted. Well, a small retail business intended primarily for occupants of the park area shall be permitted within the park area. Grocery stores are automatic, and let's go back to what I said about a gun shop, something like that. These are retail stores, and it says that retail stores shall be permitted within the mobile home park. This includes a liquor store. I don't care what you call it. It would be a retail store. It has to be retail. And what the word shall is saying, gentlemen, it's mandatory that you permit this. It is not an issue of whether it's proper to be there, whether the gun shop is proper to be there, or the liquor store is proper to be there, whether it's an AR1 issue, or whether it's county council issue. There are all other issues. And if I had, like I said, if someone asked me a question of whether I thought a liquor store should be there, I would have to say no, I don't think it's proper. But that's not the question we're asked, that I was asked to make a decision on. It's all in one paragraph. It says, now you've got to make a decision whether the wording of this ordinance, 115-172-86, permits a retail store. It not only permits it, it's mandatory that you let it appear there.
And you know, but I don't disagree with that, because I agree. A retail store is a retail store, regardless of what they sell. But where what I do agree with that Mr. Lank was saying is, and I think this is the question for us, is there is a stipulation on that particular use or type of store.
Where does it say that, John?
In Mr. Lank's letter. That they,
it doesn't say it in the ordinance, so I'm
going. But in Mr. Lank's letter, it references the fact that a liquor store has to be open year-round.
That's another issue.
Okay, but that issue comes into play when we talk about for the primary use of the campers, okay? So if...
I can agree with you
so
on that,
if,
John.
So if the store has to be open year-round, then it's no longer year-round for the primary use of the campers, because the campers aren't there. So it's not for their primary use.
The campers have nothing to do with it. That store is going to be there. That's going to be there. It doesn't say it closes.
No, but it says for the
it
primary...
It says they are taken
out. It says
out
for the
there.
Primary use. But when that campground is closed, it's no longer for the primary use of the campground. It's for
it
the primary
say,
it's for the primary use of other than the campground.
No, it doesn't say that. It does say that it is permitted as a retail store
for
it
the primary use. Go further and read.
For the use. Yeah, I'm looking right at it. It's an intended primary use for
primary
the occupants. Of, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so when they take that away.
So if, I guess what I'm saying is, the way I feel about it, what I'm saying is if that can be closed, when the campground's closed, the liquor store can be closed, then I don't have an issue with it. Okay. How do we, but is it our decision to make that decision about whether it's closed or open? And
no,
you know, because I feel this way. If the state or if the powers that be, the you know, liquor board, if they say that store has to be open year round and this campground is not, then I say that Mr. Lank is right, and that we should not allow that use simply because it no longer becomes for the primary use of the campground.
Why are we making that decision when it's got to be made by the ABC board, by the liquor control board? That's not our issue to say.
But that's his argument. That's part of his argument.
His argument is that, but it's not related to, it's related, but it's not, it doesn't say, well, I'm saying that, let's put it this way, he could have said something like, well, that's not permitted because the ABC board doesn't permit it there. But that's not what the ordinance says. What we're arguing about is the ordinance wording. The ordinance's wording says, if you read it over and over and over and over again, it says, you shall permit. Which, again, we all agreed that shall means it's mandatory. You must leave a retail store in there no matter what it's called.
What we're to decide is the appeal of the determination of the director of planning and zoning that a liquor store in the campground's not
it's
permitted.
He's not going to let it go in there.
Well, I say that he's right. It's not permitted simply because the requirement is it's supposed to be year-round, and it can't be for the primary use of the campground if it's open year-round.
No, I disagree with that. I think the wording eliminates all that. That if it appeared before a judge, which I'm trying to be, I would say the only issue I'm looking at right here is that it can be done.
It boils down to a matter of interpretation.
Right. And, oh, the intent? I think we talked about the intent.
I don't disagree in the retail, the fact that, you know, any retail.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That is a retail business, and I agree.
And they were, that's the intent of this here.
It could be, you know, selling bananas, or it could be selling whatever. Sure. You know, a massage parlor.
But again, see if you agree with me here, that if it was called anything else, it wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be talking about this.
But my argument is for the primary use of the campground. And that is part of this, the question at hand, and his determination.
Mm-hmm. But I think the wording has got to, you've got to give, you've got to permit that the way it is now. We've got to listen.
I
think this is
that
one
we should
of these.
Permit the liquor store, but we should not. But we should not permit the liquor store if the campground's closed.
But that's not what that says. And what I'm saying to you is now is if we wanted to include that, exclude that. Or to really put it in, I think our, you know, we've got a great legal staff here in Sussex County, which this ordinance is probably one of them that needs to be looked at like anything else. That a good lawyer will come along and say, hey, you've got to let me have this because it says it's mandatory that you let me have it.
Well,
and I think it's talking two ways with, you know, it talks with forked tongue. If you're going to say it's got to be primarily, you know, open.
That's
all.
What the ordinance calls for.
And the ordinance also calls for, hey, guess what? Yeah. I'm going to open up a gun store tomorrow.
Doesn't it also call for the liquor store to be placed in some other zoning other than AR?
What, here? I mean, this ordinance? Not in this ordinance, Jeff. This ordinance here.
This ordinance, but anywhere else in the ordinance does it.
You mean the AR1 ordinance?
Can you place a liquor store in an AR1?
Well, you can't put any commercial business in
there. You can't put any commercial business.
So the whole thing contradicts itself.
That's what I'm saying to you. But the way it's written now, and which is our job, my job, excuse me, is to look at this the way it's been presented, and it's presented
by
to
whom?
Me that
the way it's presented
you got to
by
make
whom?
A decision.
The way it's presented by whom?
By planning and zoning.
By the director or the opposition?
No, by the opposition. But that's in writing. That's there.
Your argument is
it's 115-172H6. How else can I read it?
But
I can't read it any better.
You just did a gun shop, right?
Plumbing. Yeah.
Okay. What you think that they didn't do is tell the county council they were going to put a liquor store in there?
I agree with you.
Okay, now if they put a gun shop in there, they're going to say put a gun shop. But they let this slide. They didn't say anything at all about a liquor store twice. They didn't do anything about a liquor store. So, I mean, I think it's part.
I agree with you on that.
And that's what I'm looking at. I mean, they didn't come forward, like Mr. Lang said, and present this to them, you know. And it's going to be, like John said, it's going to shut down in April, start open April 1st, and then last Sunday in November, it's going to be done. It's going to be closed. So that liquor store is closed. So we got to look at that end of it. Me personally, I think I asked Jamie about this. They should have went to the ABC first and see that what they're open or closed. I mean, that solves our problem right there.
Unfortunately, yes, they can't even get to that step without.
They can't get to that step without going through this.
The applicant is required as part of an application to the ABC, and this goes for any application for the ABC a letter from or some sort of a determination from whatever zoning department has control, whether it's a municipality or the county, and that says that it is zoned appropriately for what they're using it for. The applicant can't even get to that step because when they came before Mr. Lank, he indicated to them that you're not zoned appropriately for that. So they can't even go to that determination. Now, what I would imagine will probably happen if you were to overturn Mr. Lank, there sounds like they're going to go before the ABC commissioner, and they're going to present this to him, and he'll make a determination, yay or nay, and you know, potentially opposition could have a chance to opine on that as well. They'll be notified of it, but he can't even get to that step to get determination from ABC on that.
In this situation, we can't even make a condition that as long as it's not open.
Right. I know what you're going to say, John. Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Can't
well,
because we're not ruling on that. Mr. Lank already did.
Well, the one thing, and Mr. Lank would know this, I don't know if it's appropriate to have him talk now since it's that record's closed, so I won't ask him. But the issue that you have, that the conditional use allows for the use during a period of time.
Right.
So anything that that campground is permitted from I think April 1st to the first Sunday in November, whatever the time frame is, that is what it is allowed for. So you know, if one of the thoughts that you had is we agree with Mr. Lang that this is not permitted, you could say you could have reasons to affirm it based on what have you. You have reasons to overturn it if you think Mr. Lang is wrong. The other way to look at it could be we agree that during the time that the park is allowed to be open, that is a permissible use, but when the park is not allowed to be open, it's not.
Because it's no longer for the primary use of the...
Okay.
Right.
Now, I would go
along. That could be perhaps a way to clarify it, for everyone involved. Because, you know, the other retail uses, the beauty shop, those stores, those are, if I recall the testimony, she closed during that, winter months. So.
Now, see, that's what I was trying to get with you, John, just what our lawyer said. I was trying to say we could permit something like that the way it's written there while that's open.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree.
Okay, well then...
But when it's closed...
When it's closed, then that's... We go right back to the...
testimony.
Jamie, you said something about the ABC. He's got to go to the ABC board now to see if he can...
I guess it's a two-step process. He can't just get it.
Yeah, right.
And my only concern is that if we say that it's a permitted use, which we all agree that,
right.
that you know, it's a retail, yes.
Retail.
The only problem I feel that is that by saying, yep, we agree, with the opposition, then that's kind of overlooked by any other powers that be in regard to the primary use for the campground. So they go, okay, yep, you can have that, but, you know, you, and nobody says anything about that stipulation that it has to be open 365 days a year or whatever. You know, and now all of a sudden the state takes a precedent over the fact that, you know, of the county's ordinance that says, no, you can't be open, you know, because you're, it's not for the
but
primary.
But we did our job. Our job is to say, is this.
Mr. Mills, I mean, I guess here's a thought that I've got. The, you know, there's kind of the three different options. The you affirm it in full, you overturn it in full, or you can kind of say we're overturning Mr. Lank, but we're also going to uphold the fact that you can't use it in the winter. I think if you were to make that explicit in your determination, what that would then entail, and you know, obviously the applicant could appeal that.
Right.
If they didn't like that decision. But then what that would require is that if it was satisfactory to the applicant, I don't know if it would be, that they would then have a letter that they could present to the authority, the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner, that says, you know, you're allowed to use this, but only during this period of time. That way it's explicit in that regard. And essentially there's a condition upon that use, which perhaps the ABC commissioner, you know, the commissioner might, exactly, may or may not like, right, you know, but that's, right, that would be,
that's
a call for
that's another issue though, right? That's,
that would be
that then it's his problem.
But that's, right,
that's his problem,
right?
Or the board's problem. That board's problem.
I like that. You can do
I
that.
I like
then.
The. I like that's.
That's a good one.
I didn't go any further than that because of the fact, John, that I didn't know whether we could do that.
Well, that's, and that's what I was getting,
I like
at
that.
Is I'm not, I wasn't sure that we could.
Yeah.
Well, you are making an interpretation. So the interpretation that was given by the director was that they could not do this at all.
At all, right.
And he had outlined reasons for that.
Right.
You can accept that determination, in which case you'd be affirming it, and you'd outline reasons for that. You could overturn that in whole, in which case you could have reasons for that. But the other aspect is you could essentially overturn it in part, but affirm it in part, which is, yes, we agree that you can use, that this is a retail use primarily for occupants of the campground, but only for the period of time the campground is allowed to be,
right,
used,
go
which
that.
Is April 1 to November,
would you agree,
what have
with
you.
That?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But that would be one of those things that you would want to make real explicit in whatever written findings you have.
Now that
I can agree to that.
Now that you say legally we can do that, that's exactly what I was trying
to.
I mean,
trying to say that we've got the ordinance taken care of right there. But guess what? And John is right. I mean, you know, like I said, primarily at the time of the year. That's it. Within this restriction, you can
and,
have it.
And what that may allow is for the applicant, when the applicant goes before the commissioner,
right,
the commissioner will know the kind of grounds upon which the, you know, the
well,
rules of engagement.
Well, that'll be his problem then, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Not but then.
Or who knows, maybe he'll throw it back to planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning, who knows?
Yep, yeah, perhaps.
Yeah,
question,
with
that's
that.
Another question. The problem I got, they didn't do it the right way. I think he forgot it or he didn't present it right, and now he's looking at this to come to us. I think he should deny it and go right back to the planning and zoning and county council and let him go from there and do it the right way. They didn't do this the right way.
An amendment.
That's my personal opinion.
An amendment to the conditional use.
That's right. Be,
yes,
a part of the conditional use.
Yes. They didn't
I
do
agree.
It the right way.
I agree with that.
And I don't disagree.
Well,
I don't disagree with that. I mean, it would have certainly been easier, and that was an option.
Yes. Yeah,
that was an option they had.
Yes.
Now unfortunately for us, they had two options.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And the other option was to come to us for a
why would you, as a lawyer, if you had...
It's a path of... We're the path of least resistance.
There,
yes,
you go. That's all I'm saying, gentlemen. If
so
he did that,
that
I don't believe he...
Yeah.
I don't believe the applicant did that on purpose. I just believe he believed in the ordinance.
I don't agree with you at all on that, bud.
He
I don't agree with you at all on that, bud.
That's my personal opinion.
Well, if he did, I think he's just like what we've got the problem throughout the United States right now.
We're not talking about the United States. We're talking about this right now.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an instance.
Okay, Trump.
Trump. You agree with that?
I think we're going too far out left field here.
I think we better get this back together.
All right.
I think we better defer action on this to later. The later date, or are we ready to do something?
Well, you know, I want to get with John just for one more thing.
No, I think, okay.
So you agree with me, John, that we could do this for a certain amount of period? In other words, within that?
I think what Jamie said about a...
6 months?
No, about us saying we agree, and perhaps he could put it in wording for us in a motion.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Whereas we agree both ways that yes, the retail's retail.
Right.
You know, liquor stores included in that retail.
Right.
However,
6 months.
You know, if that particular retail application cannot be opened, has to be opened year round.
Right.
Then it no longer meets the criteria for the primary use of the campground.
I go along with that then.
I wish I you think our attorney could get us some language?
I'll make it a motion.
Okay.
You want to make that a motion right now?
Yeah.
You'll properly word it, yes.
You'll properly word it.
Yes. I'm waiting. To put you on the spot.
That's okay.
It just, you know, I don't know that I want to make sure I'm saying
and
it
if
right.
If I don't agree.
How about,
all right.
I have written something, and I can read it, and it's long, so if you want to bear with me.
Sure.
And then I may have to add something at the end.
Okay.
The applicant operates campground in the Long Neck area. At the entrance to the campground is a parking lot and welcome center. These areas are open to the public, though access to the campground's 322 individual campsites is restricted. I'm sorry, The Welcome Center consists of approximately 9,585 square feet, and the applicant proposes to use a portion of the Welcome Center for a liquor store. In order to receive approval from the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner for the proposed liquor store, the applicant must first receive approval from Sussex County for the proposed use. Earlier this year, the applicant contacted the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Department about this proposed use, and received a written determination from Planning and Zoning Director Lawrence Lank, dated May 19, 2016, that the proposed liquor store is not a permitted use within this campground. The applicant has appealed this decision to the Board of Adjustment pursuant to Sussex County Code 115-208B. The Board of Adjustment has the power to hear such appeals pursuant to Sussex County Code 115-209. At issue before the board is whether the proposed liquor store is a permitted use within this campground. For the reasons set forth below, I move that the board overturn in part the director's decision. In this determination, the director cites three reasons why the liquor store is not a permitted use within this campground. First, the director noted the subject property is in the AR1 district and liquor stores are not permitted within the zoning district. Second, the director found that the liquor store does not fall within the category of permitted uses under Sussex County Code 115-172-H6. Because the proposed package slash liquor store cannot be limited in scope to just or primarily the campground. Third, the director noted the proposed liquor store was not a use considered at the public hearing. Sussex County Code Section 115-172H6 provides that a campground may include small retail businesses included primarily for occupants of the park area, and that grocery stores, automatic laundries, beauty shops, and similar uses are appropriate. Sussex County Code Section 115-4A provides the following rules of construction shall apply to the regulations of this chapter, and subsection 3 states the word shall is always mandatory. This appeal involves an application of law and is limited in scope. The only issue before the board is the meaning of Sussex County Code 115-172-H6. As such, the board is acting in the capacity of an appellate court. The established law in Delaware states that courts have no authority to vary the terms of a statute of clear meaning or ignore mandatory provisions. If a statute is not reasonably susceptible to different conclusions or interpretations, courts must interpret the laws of the words as written unless the result of such literal interpretation could not have been intended by the legislature. By virtue of the approval of the conditional use, provisions of the Sussex County Code Section 115-172H6 were made part of the approved conditional use. As such, small retail businesses intended primarily for occupants of the park area shall be permitted. As noted in Section 115-4A, the term shall means mandatory and is not permissive. Code Section 115-172H6 has clear meaning. Section is not ambiguous, and the words in that section must be applied as written. Since that section is unambiguous, the board must consider whether the proposed business is a small retail business intended primarily for occupants of the park area and is located in the park area. The proposed liquor store will consist of approximately 8% of the total floor area of the Welcome Center. The area for the proposed liquor store is not large and is thus small. The liquor store will have similar use to the grocery store also located in the Welcome Center. Both stores will sell beverages, but because the liquor store will sell alcoholic beverages, it is required to be housed in a separate facility. Be that as it may, the actual use of grocery and liquor stores are both retail in nature as they both market and sell goods. The liquor store will be intended primarily for occupants of the park area, though the store will be located in the public section of the Welcome Center and will be open to the general public. The liquor store will be used primarily for park patrons. The applicant has similar parks in other jurisdictions which allow for the inclusion of alcohol sales within general stores located within the park. Delaware, though, has different alcoholic beverage sales rules and requires a separate facility, much like the other businesses in the Welcome Center and similar general stores which sell alcohol at the applicant's other campgrounds. The liquor store will be promoted and marketed primarily, though not exclusively, for the use of park patrons. Based on the evidence, I am convinced that the liquor store is not intended to be used primarily by the general public, rather the store is to be used primarily by park patrons. The proposed liquor store is located in the Welcome Center on the property, which is clearly approved for use as a campground, though for a period of time from April 1st through the first Sunday in November. It is clear that the liquor store will be in the park area. Based on the exhibits and testimony presented to the board, the liquor store is a small retail business intended primarily for occupants of the park area and is located in the park area. That being said, the conditional use clearly states that the campground itself is only to be open from April 1st through the first Sunday in November, at which time it will close for the winter season. Because the campground itself will be closed during that period of time, the liquor store would not be a permitted retail business in that area under our zoning laws during that period of time. So, for those reasons stated, I find that the Sussex County Code Section 115-172H permits and authorizes a liquor store in a campground subject to a conditional use, which is, again, has the period of time from April, first Monday after the first Sunday in November through March 31st, and therefore authorizes a liquor store in a campground subject to the conditional use. Therefore, I move the board overturn the director's decision in part for those reasons.
So moved.
Jamie, okay. Question now. Are you're saying not to the public? This liquor store was open to the public, right? And the grocery store. Everything's moved to the public.
What we said, right, was that the liquor store will be promoted and marketed primarily, though not exclusively, for park patrons. And we also put in here that I'm convinced that the liquor store is not intended to be used primarily by the general public. In other words, we're going to the intent of it. But it does note that it is in an area that is accessible for the public, much like the grocery store and other facilities within the Welcome Center. Okay. That was part of that motion, so.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Wow.
You second?
I said wow.
Oh.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
You spell it? I'll second that motion.
Can I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,811 with the Jamie with the
the motion to overturn in part.
The motion to overturn in part. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Nay. I think it should go back to the planning zoning and the county council and do it the right way.
I'm ready. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Nay, I believe it should have been and should be included in the conditional use public hearing.
Okay. And I'm Mr. Callaway then. So by vote of 3-2, case number 11,811 is overturned.
So what are you're going to put that in?
What we will do is write, as we always do, we'll do findings of fact.
Right.
And that will be included as part of that. And basically what I read will be what's in there. I may, you know, obviously.
Tweak it. Yeah.
The official findings will come before you for approval later.
Okay.